This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update from Monday, the 13th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is sunny with a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, it's a warm day, perfect for a stroll along the beaches. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures. A beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports just in about ongoing negotiations between Israel and Lebanon, discussing issues like disarming Hezbollah and border disputes. Also, from Israel Hayom, Edo Norden assumed the role of chief of staff at the prime minister's office this morning, replacing Ziv Agmon after a controversy. Also this hour, JNS notes an IDF strike in Gaza earlier today, targeting Hamas members involved in the hostage-taking on October 7, 2023. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights the Iranian people's continued struggle against their regime, despite halting their nuclear ambitions. And finally, I-24 News reports on former President Trump's recent comments on Iran negotiations, with CENTCOM planning a blockade of Iranian ports. Reaction has been swift on social media. Emily Schrader, a political analyst, posted minutes ago that Trump's naval blockade presents a significant challenge for Iran. Jimmy Sec UK, a geopolitical commentator, mentioned the current US president's erratic behavior on social media. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shared that Iran's foreign minister stated Iran was close to reaching a deal with the US during recent talks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel Hayom's report, discussions between Israel and Lebanon focus on crucial security and diplomatic issues. These include Hezbollah's disarmament and border normalization. The outcome could significantly impact regional stability. Turning to Edo Norden's new appointment, Israel Hayom details his entry after a turbulent controversy surrounding his predecessor. Norden's leadership could bring a fresh approach to the Prime Minister's office, impacting policy direction. Meanwhile, JNS reports on the IDF's targeted strike in Gaza earlier today. This comes after the abduction of several civilians by Hamas. The operation underscores ongoing tensions and the IDF's commitment to combating terrorism. The Jerusalem Post provides insight into Iran's domestic situation. Despite efforts to curb nuclear threats, the Iranian regime's grip remains. The Iranian people's resilience continues to be a pivotal factor in seeking change. And regarding I-24 News coverage of Trump's remarks, the impending blockade by CENTCOM marks a significant escalation. This move could have broad implications for maritime security and international trade through the region. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that the Golden Mall in Rishon LeZion delays the opening of its new platinum floor to June due to the war. Several major brands have already leased space, indicating strong commercial interest. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Israeli high-tech workers adapting to challenging travel conditions. Companies are purchasing multiple tickets per journey to mitigate risks, reflecting the industry's resilience and adaptability. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares the legendary tale of the most expensive pizza purchase in history, a reminder of the unpredictable nature of cryptocurrency investments and their cultural impact. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.